3, 2.
Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. My name is Roger Z. I'm your host. And today, we're doing a very special Boys in Music show. Okay? One of the most important things in music is the audience. Okay? I've played many gigs where the audience was way too small. So you guys, well, do you play an instrument? Well, let me introduce them. First, we've got Todd Armstrong. Say hello, Todd.
Hi. How's it going?
Good. We got Spencer Zeitel.
Hello.
Spencer Z, I may call him, my son. My hair was about as long as his when I was his age. But it's gone. It's gone. Anyway, let's talk about it. Do you play an instrument, Todd?
No, but I wish I could.
Did you ever try to play an instrument in school?
A little, but...
Which instrument?
A guitar, but I kind of quit.
Okay. You told me you sing a little bit.
I do, but not very well.
Are you in the chorus, or...?
If I was, everyone would have hearing loss in my school, so let's just...
So in my day, we would say, you play the radio.
Yeah.
Awesome. Nowadays, we'd say you play your iPod, right?
Yeah.
Or even you play your cable TV, because there's cable TV stations that are just music, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Didn't you used to like to listen to one of the Disney channels, which was all music?
Yeah, I did.
Right, till you lost your audio cable. Anyway, Spencer, do you play an instrument?
No, I used to.
What did you used to play?
The cello.
And how on earth did you pick the cello?
Well, there was a girl I liked that used to play it, so I chose to play it too, so I could be in the same class as her.
Did it work?
No.
So you got stuck with the cello and you were in a different class?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad. I know you were interested in playing the flute for a while.
Yeah, I wanted to play the flute, but I wasn't very good.
Okay. But now, you're in the chorus, right?
Yeah.
And I heard you in concert. I thought you were pretty good. And what do you do in the summer? You're doing something special this summer.
Well, this summer I'm going to be in performing arts camp, and I'm going to be in a play called Pippin.
With the old Broadway musical Pippin.
Yeah.
And I know you've been listening to the CD I gave you, and you've been working on all the tunes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have an audition. Well, you're in the camp, but they told you to come in and audition on a piece?
Yeah.
So what piece are you going to audition on?
My Heart Will Go On by, I forget who it's by.
Celine Dion?
Yes.
So it's like the sinking of the Titanic song.
Yeah.
Now, why would you... Now, this is something that I do in my band. I sing a lot of female songs. Why did you pick a female song to sing?
Because for my second concert for my school, we sung My Heart Will Go On, so I knew it very well, and I thought I'd be able to sing it very well for the audition.
How are you practicing singing that song for the audition?
Well, since I memorize the words, I listen to the song, and then I sing it without the music, so that way I'm not just listening to the words and then singing it.
So you just sit in your room, shut the door, and just belt it out?
Well, normally I'm either taking a walk or riding my bike, and I'll turn my iPod on during the walk or something. And then when the song's over, I'll just sing it.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay, guys. So, what kind of music do you like? Todd?
I like alternative rock. My favorite band would probably have to be Lifehouse. I've been listening to them since they became a band. And I just like all alternative rock. The Goo Goo Dolls, Keane, all the classics. I like the Beatles, Bon Jovi, Carlos Santana, always good.
So I know we've talked at length about Lifehouse, right. I actually know some of their songs. I can't name some of their big hit songs.
Well, the one that broke them through, I think that got them the record deal, was probably Hanging by a Moment, was probably the one that broke for them. My personal favorite would have to be Everything. because that song, like, touched me. It, like, got me through my freshman year of high school, which was hard. So that song was very touching for me. So Everything, You and Me, one of their most popular. Six Cycle Carousel, Breathing. They have a new album that just came out June 19th called Who We Are.
Do you have it?
Yes, I do.
Is that their third CD?
That's their fourth CD.
Fourth CD. Yeah. Do you have all four of them?
Yes, I do.
How does the new one rate?
I would say this new one is definitely a new style for them. They were kind of softer rock and an occasional hard rock song, and this last album had a lot harder rocking songs. They did have one really slow one that was based on an older song they did back when they were a local band. They used to be called Bliss in the 90s, and they had a song called Storm that they really updated, and it was very inspiring. It had pianos and stuff added into it.
So do you think they're going to be successful on this reformatting of their sound, this reinvention of the group?
I would say this new sound definitely was, it definitely was a nice new sound. I personally enjoyed it, and I've read reviews, and it seems it goes well with other people too.
Have you played it for Spencer?
A little bit.
What do you think of the album, Spence?
I've only heard a few songs, and I think it's very good.
Okay. So you like the Goo Goo Dolls, too. I know we had a discussion, that they were going on tour together this summer, right?
Lifehouse and the Goo Goo Dolls.
And you were, like, in seventh heaven.
Yes, I was, and I'm going to a concert in Baltimore on July 17th.
Of both of them?
Yes. It's a combined tour.
Which is not that far, considering that you live near Baltimore.
Yes, I do. Okay. I live in Virginia, McLean, okay. Virginia, which is close, yeah.
But your grandfather and your cousins live in White Plains, so you come up and visit a lot.
I do, and I always enjoy it.
Spencer Z, we always tease you that you like Broadway musicals.
No, I don't.
No, you don't. Okay, what kind of music do you like?
Most anything except for usually punk rock, rap and hip-hop.
Oh, okay.
And classic rock.
Yeah, because every time I put any song on the radio in the car and I ask you, do you like that, and you always say, you know, Dad, I don't like your music, even if I'm playing Z100, which is not my music. Mm-hmm. So I think the most I've ever gotten out of you listening to the radio was, it's not bad. Now, I know that you're in love with Avril Lavigne, right?
Yeah.
Do you have her poster up in your room?
Yeah.
Okay, do you think she's cute?
A little bit. She's pretty.
She's a fox?
What's that mean?
What's that mean? Well, what do you call an attractive woman?
Cute, pretty.
Okay, timeless classic description. So, now, do you have all three of her albums?
Yes.
And which one's your favorite? Look at me, boy.
Definitely her newer one, The Best Damn Thing.
That's the newest one?
Yes.
It's mostly up-tempo, fast.
Yes.
But there's one song that you're kind of sick of, right?
Yeah, two.
What's this one? The one I know is the one that your sister loves.
Yeah.
Girlfriend.
Girlfriend, I Want to Be Your Girlfriend. Your sister's always bopping to that song.
Yeah, I don't like that song very much.
It burned out?
Yeah.
Okay, so which is the other one that burned out?
Well, I don't like it, but I listen to it a lot, and it's Keep Holding On.
Is that her new hit?
That was her song from the movie Aragon.
Okay. Who else do you like?
I don't know.
Okay.
I normally listen to songs, like, I hear songs when I go on YouTube. And then I usually download them onto my iPod.
So tell me songs that are on your iPod.
Mental Live by, I think, I don't know who they're by, but...
Speak Up.
Songs by Cascada. She's one of my, actually, singers that I like.
Cascada?
Uh-huh. It's Cascada.
Cascada. I've never heard of her. Have you heard of her?
No.
Someone else?
I sometimes listen to Michelle Branch.
Right. You love Michelle Branch.
Yeah.
And the Wreckers.
That's an influence kind of from me,
yeah.
too.
Todd, right. That's right. You are responsible for turning him on to a lot of music, right?
Yeah.
So you listen to the record. So name some other stuff that you guys listen to.
I always will listen to the classics. That's always been something I listen to. I like Blink-182 is another band I like.
And they're gone now.
Yeah, well, they have this new band that has the same singer and... Actually, a whole new band, but just has the same singer. It's called Angels and Airwaves. And before that, they had this band called Boxcar Racer, which was basically Blink-182, but they just had one different player, and it was the drummer. The drummer was the only different guy. And I also like... there's a lot of MySpace artists that I've just got onto, like, for some reason. This band called Feed the Addiction actually is pretty good.
So they don't have a record, but you could buy their music?
Yeah.
So have you bought the music from their site?
A couple. Like, I wouldn't consider myself a huge fan of any of them, but, I mean, some of those bands I've kind of got onto.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, your sister, when she comes in the car, I reserve the whole band on the FN radio, which is Charlotte's band, right?
Yeah.
And she's got her favorite stations like Z. I don't even know the names of them. But Hot 97, Z100, PLJ, then something from Long Island. But your sister, she loves Justin Timberlake. You guys Justin Timberlake fans?
No.
No.
Rihara, what's her name?
Rihanna.
Yeah,
she's awful.
Don't
she's
like her.
Awful.
So you guys are not really into, like, do you guys, and you're not really...
I'm not a hip-hop rap guy either. I'm just, it's, I don't really look at it really even as music, because they never keep the same beat. It's always the same thing over and over and over.
So you don't like the Black Eyed Peas, you don't like Fergie?
No.
Well, Black Eyed Peas is an okay band. I listen to some of their songs.
Okay.
I'm not big on any hip-hop.
Okay, so you're going to a concert this summer. Now, I know for Father's Day, you and your sister came to me, and we went to the park across from where I live in White Plains, and we saw the Santana cover band.
Yeah.
How did you like them?
They were okay.
Right, you picked a lot of grass during that concert. Right, yeah, so they weren't that great. Do you have any shows that you want to go to this summer?
Well, I'd like to see the Avril Lavigne concert if she ever goes on tour again.
She's on tour right now.
She is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You can go on her MySpace. It has the schedule and everything.
Well, you could go to her website or MySpace.
Well, MySpace has everything just easy listed.
So you prefer going to MySpace rather than the artist's website?
Well, because sometimes the artists don't, like, lay their website out very well, and it's kind of hard to find the tour dates.
But MySpace forces them to lay it out.
Yeah.
It's very interesting because where I work, I have a PC because I'm a computer programmer, and it's real nice because I have two screens next to each other, so I have lots of real estate to look at. But they filter what websites I can go to. Filter means they block. So they blocked MySpace. So I could go to Avril Lavigne's website, but I can't go to her MySpace website.
There are proxies, though.
Well, because we are a banking firm, there's laws.
No proxies.
We have a proxy server, and the proxy server is what blocks our access. We have a filter. Anyway, so Spencer, you're a singer.
Yeah.
And when you were younger, you used to sing with me.
Yeah.
I actually have a picture on RogerZ.com of me playing guitar and your sister singing. So what we used to do? We used to do Mustang Sally, which you don't like, right?
No.
I'm trying to remember what else we used to do. But you are a fantastic performer. You used to run around. And you were animated, and no one could take their eyes off you. You had something special. I always thought that you were going to be a star. So I'm really looking forward to seeing you in this production this summer. So let's see what part you get. Do you hope to get the lead part in Pippin? Or
yes.
You do?
Yes.
So I was, and actually you're going to be on the older end of the spectrum of kids in this play because you're in the junior in the junior section. So it's
yeah.
possible as the oldest person or one of the older persons, you could get the lead.
Yeah.
So you're not frightened of the responsibility of having the lead?
Well, I'm guessing that if I can't do it, they're just going to give it to someone else.
Right. But I think you're going to be able to do it. You claim that you're shy when you perform. I haven't seen you perform in a while. I've seen you at chorus.
Yeah, but that's a little different because I'm performing with other people who are doing the same thing as me, so... Like, I know what I'm doing, and they're doing it, so if I mess up, normally they can cover for me.
Okay. Let me ask you guys this question, okay? If you were a singer, okay, you said you love to sing.
But I'm just awful.
Okay, but let's make pretend you weren't. Okay, let's make pretend that you were a good singer. Out of all the musicians that you know whose records you listen to, who would you like to play with? Who would you like to sing with if you could sing? Would you like to throw out the singer of Lifehouse and maybe...
His name's Jason Wade. I'd probably like to sing just about with any of the bands that I like, or, I mean, just anyone I could sing with, I would.
You would. So you'd get up with the Goo Goo Dolls.
Yeah, I get up with Three Doors Down, another band I like.
You know what? I just got 2 3 Doors Down albums. They're pretty heavy. I mean, they play pretty hard rock.
And they're in some ways similar to Lifehouse, because what Lifehouse does is they can, and the Goo Goo Dolls, they can play hard rock and softer rock. Because Three Doors Down, they have a lot of really hard songs, but they have a couple of like slower ones, like Landing in London, that's a soft song. Here Without You, that's a very calm song.
Well, they do the standard hard rock thing. They need a hit, so they do a couple of light ballads, and those are their hits, and then you buy the album and you find out that most of the album is just hard rock. Interesting. So Three Doors Down is another, and I like them. I was impressed. I like that song, You Love Me But You Don't Really Know Me.
Let Me Go.
Let me go.
Yeah, that's a very good song.
I was thinking of learning that with my band, but it's actually pretty complicated, and I only try to do easy stuff. Spencer!
Landing in London is one of their songs, and I don't know how to play guitar or anything, but it seems like it just has a couple of notes the entire time. If you like Three Doors Down, Landing in London would probably be an easier song.
You know what? I'll check it out tonight. Spencer, would you like to play in Avril Lavigne's band?
I would love to.
Would you be shy around Avril Lavigne?
Probably.
You probably proposed to her.
She's married, though.
Yeah.
But so. You'd probably sing, hey, I want to be your boyfriend, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Interesting. Any other bands you'd like to play with?
Not really. Well, actually, if Todd was in a band with someone else, I'd like to play with any band he was in.
Okay, so you feel comfortable with Todd?
Yeah.
Okay, now I find it interesting. You guys come from, well, your grandfather is a fantastic piano player, yet you don't feel the urge to play the piano?
Not really. I mean, the piano sounds great and everything, I just don't think I'd ever be dedicated enough to a piano. I think if any... thing I'd be playing, it'd be the guitar, because the guitarists are the ones I admire the most. Like, just even watching a video of Carlos Santana, just watching his hands move, I mean, it's something I'd probably like to do. Piano just seems like it's hard to learn, and I don't think I'd ever have, like, the, you know, it's just not my type of music. Not much of the music I listen to consists of piano, except some of the bands I listen to sometimes add it. Except Keen, one of the bands I like, they only do piano. But I mean, most of my music doesn't include piano, so I don't think I would ever get anything out of it, because even if I learned, I don't think I'd, you know, ever play it.
Well, your cousin Brandon plays the bass.
And the drums.
You ever consider picking up the bass?
I could, yeah, probably.
Okay. Now, what about you? Your sister plays piano, does a pretty good job of it.
Yeah.
You never wanted to play the piano?
After I played the cello and I didn't really like it, I just didn't think playing an instrument was going to be fun for me.
Well, the cello is such a bizarre instrument. I mean, you know, you don't see it in popular music, right?
No.
Piano is something I think if I had to do it over again, I would learn keyboards because...
That's usually what's being used now.
Well, especially all the hip-hop, all the pop stuff. There's very little guitar in it now. I mean, if you want guitar, you can make your synthesizer sound like a guitar. So that's the key to everything. So, but you guys love music. I know you're always bopping around with your iPod. You have an iPod? Yeah, you do. You have that video iPod.
Yeah, I have an 80 gig.
An 80 gig.
I have 2,000, I think, like 200 songs. Like 2,200, I think.
And you used to carry around your CD collection.
Yeah, oh man, that just was straining. Just carrying around that thing, it just wasn't worth it. It was just too much.
Well, you know what's interesting, though? I think that the iPod has killed album sales.
Because you can buy them on iTunes.
Because you can buy individual songs. And a lot of people don't really want a whole album. They just want one or two songs. And I think that's why album sales are down a lot. They're just not selling a lot of albums these days. And you live in the South, kind of, right?
Yeah, I personally still like to go to the store and buy the album because there's always just something about when you buy an album and you have the thing. I find it's more, I get more out of it, you know.
Well, here's the thing with me. When I was a kid, we had records around this big. So you could act, and they came with posters. And the record would list the songs, it would have liner notes, and the print was actually big enough so that I could read it. When I buy a CD now and I open up the inner part, I got to take a magnifying glass to read the print.
But one thing that I like about the album itself is you get to read the thank you notes to the bands. I always like to hear what the band members and stuff have to say to like their fans and their family, and sometimes that's really fun to read. And also, they write their lyrics, and you could easily go online and look up the lyrics, but the lyrics sometimes online are not off, but sometimes they're a little bit off because they're written by fans that like usually don't buy the album, so they just write what they think they heard. So sometimes you get exactly what the artist wrote, and it just feels more like you got the music from them and not just from iTunes.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the great things about the internet is I'm a singer, and it used to be that if I wanted to learn a song, I had to take the record, the actual physical LP, and I had to play it a little bit, lift the needle up, write the words down, put the needle back down. It was such a pain in the neck. Now I go on the internet, I type in Google lyrics, the name of the song. Do you know that lyrics are the second most looked up thing on the internet?
What's the first?
I don't remember.
Really?
I just know lyrics are the second, but it's just so much easier. The only thing is I have to go to different sites because it's like you said. Usually the fans write the lyrics, and they're a little different from site to site.
Because sometimes what artists do, and this is what a lot of differs from different singers, but some singers, when they say words or they sing certain words, they sometimes sing it in a certain way that you can't really tell what they're saying. Like, I'm trying to think of a good example. Well, Avril, for instance, she's Canadian, so there's a lot of times she kind of makes the, like when she says out, she says like out. Like, it sounds like different. But
right.
It's not, I mean, of course you know what she's saying, but there are bands out there that really just, they slur their R's, so sometimes when they're saying, like, world, you think they're saying wool. So sometimes when the fans are writing on the site, they write what they think they heard, and they're not writing what the artist wrote.
Well, especially if you get fans from a foreign country, you know, like from France posting them. Interesting to me is that when I was a kid, I had a little transistor radio. I guess I grew up when... You know what transistor radio is?
Yes, I do.
They were around this big, and they were AM radios. We only had AM radio back then. And, you know, when my parents said it was time to sleep, I would take my little transistor radio and I'd put it under my pillow and I would listen to ABC AM and I would listen to Winds AM, WINS, and I would listen to my favorite songs, and if my parents came in the room, I would just quickly turn it off, put it under the pillow. But I don't find that kids today listen to the radio that much. Do you listen to the radio a lot?
No, I personally, even when I go in the car when the radio is available, I usually bring my like iPod car like adapter and
right.
I plug in my iPod and just listen to that. Because sometimes I've noticed radios, they either play the same thing over and over or they just don't play interesting music. And half the music out there is hip-hop and it's just so hard to find a good song.
So how do you find new music if you don't listen to the radio?
Well, a lot of the new music, as you said, you can hear off from the internet. Most of the music I hear is from the internet and from like MTV and stuff. All these things, that's how I hear music. Because the radio just throws a lot of stuff, like old stuff, at you. So sometimes it's kind of hard to find new stuff.
What about you, young man? Do you listen to the radio at all?
Only when my sister's really in the car. Otherwise, I just let you or...
But I always say to you, Spencer, pick something, and you go, nah, I don't really want to.
Because I don't really like the music that's on the radio.
What?
I don't really like the music that's on the radio.
You don't?
No. It's mostly hip-hop and rap and stuff I don't
and,
like.
And sometimes there's a lot of good music, but it just doesn't come on, like, enough. Like, there's just too much mixed around. It's like listening... It's kind of like my brother's iPod. He is like... a million different types of music, and it's just so hard to find. If you like only alternative rock and classic rock, there's so many stations out there that play not that music, so it's very hard to sometimes find your song or a song that you find appealing.
Cool. Well, guys, I want to thank you for coming and sharing the younger generation's perspective about music. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having me, too.
That wasn't that painful.
Good. Great job, guys.